Ryder DeFrancesco, 12-6 for sixth overall at Redbud. Your best result of the season, and you were the fastest qualifier. Man, we're getting there.
We're getting there. The first qualifier, half of me wanted to think it was a fluke, and then I backed it up, and then it wasn't a fluke. So, no, I had good speed all day, and I felt like it came pretty easy. And I knew I had the speed to make it easy on myself, so it wasn't going to be hard during the whole day. but the first one, yeah, I almost went down in the first corner and came from like 30th to 12th, which I thought was okay. And then if I managed to get a top inside the top 10 start the second one, I knew I could go forward. I got into fourth, went down after the leap, went back to seventh, and then I got Volen back for sixth. So I'm glad I went forward after I fell. I could have just threw in the towel, but I feel like I'm just starting to come alive. To be honest, like before the season, I thought I was 100%, and I don't think I really was. So yeah, I got a reality check. And
it's good for you though.
Yeah, and it was my goal to come to Redbud and put a good result in, and then now I feel like I can get back to it.
Yeah, and coming off those significant injuries, you never really know where you are. You said you thought you were 100%, but until the gate drops, man, you really just don't know. So what are some of the biggest takeaways from these first six rounds?
Don't quit on yourself, I think. There was a lot of tough times there after like Thunder Valley, Washougal, where I was getting passed by guys that I'm like, this is not right. So yeah, it's just don't quit on yourself, and you have to see the other side of it. So yeah, I think I did pretty well with that. And I've always been a guy that you got to race. And some guys, like when I was amateur, can just go to the Loretta's, race that race. And that was the only race they'd race all year, and they'd be pretty good. But I would race, I don't know, 40 times before I'd go to the Loretta's. So I feel like I'm the type to – I need gate drops. And like I said, I thought I was 100% coming into Paula, but it's a whole different level when you go racing.
Yeah, and you have to run up front a little bit to learn that pace. If you're getting bad starts, you're running outside the top 10, it's really hard to know where your next goal is.
And I feel like I've been struggling with starts a little bit, which – it's my strong suit, but I think the bike could be a little bit better. I think we finally got it working around the track as I want it, but off the start, I need to be better. So if I get two good starts, I feel like I have no problem.
You were just talking to Davey Millsaps when I walked up. What was said in the post-race coaching?
He just said, welcome back. Okay. The qualifying was like the win of the day. Like, I would have been fine just qualifying first and then going home, but no, but I feel like that carried me through the whole day, and just seeing my name up there, dude, it feels good, and it feels normal. Like, I feel like I've done it my whole life, so when that did happen, it wasn't such a shock, but at the same time, it was good to be back.
Talk about the track prep today.
I thought it was awesome. One of the best Redbuds I think I've ever ridden. I just don't feel like they tried too hard with the prep. I feel like we go to some places and they overwater it and over rip it to where it gets such maybe one line, like that one line gets so deep and long that you're stuck in it forever. Mm-hmm. Today I could move around. Maybe it was just me, but I felt good from the get-go, and I feel like this is one of the best track preps we've had all year.
Are you confident you can roll that into Millville?
Oh yeah. No, the next like six tracks I think are some of my favorites. Millville, I did really good at Washougal last year, and then Ironman. Buds Creek's been so-so, and then Unitaville's been great. So maybe work at Buds Creek a little bit and study it, but the next couple of rounds I'm excited for.